It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Just out in paperback, novelist Scott Lasser's latest novel is titled Say Nice Things About Detroit. Travel contributor Elaine LaBalme this week takes his advice, sharing her love for the Big D, as they call it in Motown. This week, she recommends some hidden gems to visit in the Motor City. Elaine LaBalme is a contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City. She tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, welcome back. How are you?
It's great to be here. Hi, Paul.
Okay, New Girl. I know that you are an unabashed fan of the D. Talk about the genesis of your enthusiasm.
Well, I think it started when several years ago, a friend of mine who lived in the West, actually I did at the time as well, said to me that the Midwest, the cities of the Midwest are the undiscovered gems of America. And she had just returned from a trip to, Kansas City and St. Louis, Cleveland, Detroit. And she was just blown away. There seems to be so much bias for the coastal cities as places to go when you travel, whether it's, L.A., New York, D.C., San Francisco. There is so much in cities such as Detroit. When you think about their architecture, the arts they have, from the legacy money, Ford and others, tremendous sports, professional sports, history, and still to this day, fantastic franchises, their riverfront, friendly people, and a can-do spirit, as some of your earlier callers today were saying. I've visited Detroit several times and always enjoyed my time there. Just a little example, there is a city center parklet almost called Campus Martius Park that has these bistro-type tables set out. And I have actually spent time in Campus Martius Park at one of these little tables in the summer, just reading a book, enjoying the sunshine. In the winter, they set up an ice rink out there. Just little things like that everywhere you turn, especially in the downtown, midtown areas. There's so much to see and do. It's most definitely a worthwhile visit.
There's a lot of talk right now about whether some of the treasures at the Detroit Institute of Arts should be sold. The city of Detroit could take care of their debt, or at least a good portion of their debt, by selling some of this art off,
right,
which is easier said than done, especially for those who are not particularly attached to it. I know that your take is say it ain't so. What do you see that those willing to make this sale do not?
I can appreciate their situation, certainly. They're cash strapped. They need to raise money. But I have been to the Detroit Institute of Arts, the DIA, several times. It is considered one of the top five fine art museums in the country. Invariably, I spend hours on every visit. Their Native American gallery, the Islamic art gallery, they're peerless almost. The Diego Rivera mural, I can't imagine that would go, commissioned by Edsel Ford. It's an absolute masterpiece, his homage to the worker. Their rotating exhibits are always top-notch. It is a facility that has few peers in this country. I think to dismantle it would be tragic. I can appreciate the thinking behind it, but I shudder at the thought that would actually come to pass. It's absolutely stop number one, in my opinion, on a visit to Detroit. It's just they've got to find a way. It's got to stay.
Detroit is one of a handful of cities in the United States that have all four major professional sports available. By and large, in Detroit, they are winning teams. Yet another reason to visit the D?
Absolutely. And I just heard earlier in the telecast that the broadcast that they might be tearing down the Joe, which is where the Red Wings play. I talk about a great old barn. I have been there. I've seen hockey games there. They may come up with a new one, but let me tell you, people should be visiting Detroit to get to the Joe where the Red Wings play before it goes down. There are few. It's one of those if these walls could talk places. It's a great thing to do if you visit fall, winter, even early spring. They're invariably in the playoffs. That's worth it. The other side of the equation there in terms of new sports facilities, Comerica Park, where the Detroit Tigers play, an absolutely fantastic facility, not just for the hot dogs and sausage, which is one of the things I really liked about it, but the Tigers, they're winners. They got Miguel Cabrera. They got Prince Fielder. I mean, they represent.
They have former Pirate manager Jim Leland.
Well, there you go. And I know a lot of Pittsburghers who go to Detroit just to see the Tigers play in the summer. It's worth it. The Pistons, many time world champions. The Detroit Lions, hey, they always look good Thanksgiving Day, right? What can I say?
they have a good young quarterback. But you mentioned the stadiums, and they've had some great old ones like Tiger Stadium and right. The Olympia before the Joe, where they played hockey.
And, right.
The Detroit has this way of preserving some of their great old buildings, and the Fox Theater continually is one of them. It continually attracts top name.
Yeah,
managed
by Olympia Entertainment. You're absolutely right. And for those who the name may not ring to, that tremendous Eminem commercial a couple of winters ago during the Super Bowl, where he walks into this grand old theater and the choir is singing, and he says, "This is what we do in Detroit." That's the Fox Theater. And it used to be a movie palace in the 1920s when it was first built. It is the most amazing building. Places like that, you always want to check the lineup at the Fox before you go to Detroit to see what's going on over there. Yet another great reason, obviously, to visit the D.
And there's one place that you believe may speak loudest to Detroit's ability to reimagine itself.
Okay, this is something I found on one of my visits, and it's called the Russell Industrial Center. This is an old auto parts factory that has been reimagined as an artist collective, and many artist studios. They do, weekend markets, artist openings. They say in any city when there's a renaissance in the works, whether it was Brooklyn or Pittsburgh, whatever, youth and artists tend to lead the way, and the energy and spirit of the artists that are collected and assembled at the Russell Industrial Center is very impressive. Same thing with the Heidelberg Project, Tyree Guyton's, outdoor art installation that really speaks to what Detroit is going through, but still will have to overcome. The polka dot houses are a lot, of what people think of. Hamtramck Disneyland, a guy who put a bunch of whirligigs on top of his house. Now people go by and see it. It's a fabulous outdoor art installation. Lots of gems, undiscovered gems in Detroit, again, that you'll find in these Midwestern cities. It is absolutely worth a visit.
And before we wrap this up, Elaine, you love the food scene in Detroit. I hear there's one bar you would die to have closer to home.
OMG, Cliff Bell's, which is about a block away from the Fox Theater. It's ostensibly a jazz club, but it really is, just one of those bars that I don't know if everyone knows your name when you walk in, but you're always made to feel welcome like a regular, even if you've walked in for the first time. You go to the D, go have a cocktail at Cliff Bell's. Unbelievable. Maybe let's just get them to come open a satellite in Pittsburgh today.
Do they deliver after hearing that? Well, tourism is one of the ways that Pittsburgh has reinvented itself.
Absolutely.
So you're saying that this is something that Detroit can take advantage of.
It can be an engine. And I know some of the folks at the Convention Visitors Bureau in Detroit, they do a fabulous job of talking up their city. Just more people need to be willing to listen, especially, from regional markets like Pittsburgh. What is it, a little over 4 hours to get there? You can make a very easy weekend out of it. Very convenient to us.
Saying nice things about Detroit is travel contributor Elaine LaBalme. She is a contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City and tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Our travel correspondent, Elaine LaBalme, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Paul.
And thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thank you for listening.